Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Thursday, August 17. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, potential tropical storm watch issued for Dominica. Jamaicans await JDF action on adverse findings in 2010 Tivoli operation to capture gangster Christopher Dudas Koch. And U.S. President Trump rebuked by business allies, prominent Republicans, and two living predecessors. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
Courts Optical has great back-to-school deals just for you. From now until September 30th, get a chance to win a 7-inch tablet, plus pay nothing down on 3 to 24 months credit. Don't miss these incredible deals. Visit Courts Optical today. Courts Optical, value you can see. Conditions apply.
It's back to school time again, and those costs are adding up. Fast Cash wants to help you take care of all your back to school needs. It's simple. Just apply in-store or online for a consumer loan and earn weekly chances to win a tablet for back to school. Terms and conditions apply. For more information, visit our branches at Roseau and Portsmouth or call us at 448-3278 or 445-5257. Smarter, faster, better, Fast Cash.
A potential tropical storm watch has been issued for Dominica. The low-pressure area has been located east of the Lesser Antilles and is expected to become a tropical cyclone by later today or tonight, with the potential to become a tropical storm before reaching the Windward Islands. According to reports from the Dominica Met Service, at 11 a.m., the disturbance was located about 470 miles east-southeast of Dominica. It is said to be moving toward the west near 17 miles per hour or 28 kilometers per hour, and this motion is expected to continue for the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the disturbance should move through the Windward Islands and into the Eastern Caribbean Sea on Friday. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour or 55 kilometers per hour with higher gusts. A tropical storm watch means that tropical storm conditions are possible within the watch area, in this case within 24 to 36 hours. Expected rainfall amount for Dominica is between 2 to 3 inches, 50 to 75 millimeters, with higher amounts in elevated areas. As a result, marinas and other users of the sea should remain extremely cautious and do not venture far from port. Meanwhile, persons in areas prone to flooding, landslides, and falling rocks are advised to be extremely vigilant and to exercise caution, as flash flooding and winds gusting to tropical storm force are possible tonight into Friday. Justice Dr. Irvin Andre has called for a change in the approach used as it relates to the treatment of Dominicans who have lived abroad. He says these persons outspend American and European tourists. However, Dominica has maintained this policy of treating Dominicans who've lived abroad as if they are resident aliens. He says he's hopeful that this policy can be revisited.
There are many persons who returned to Dominica and who settled very well in the fabric of Dominican life. And isn't it ironic that today some persons who were born in Curacao are now being told they have to go from special legal hurdles to receive Dominican citizenship, even if they've lived in Dominica for 30, 40 years, right here in Dominica. And the cruel irony, as I've said to someone this evening, is that Dominicans in the diaspora who visit Dominica, they outspend the European or American tourists by a margin of at least 10 to 1. They don't just buy a glass of juice at the bayfront. They buy things for their families. They bring things. They repair houses. They buy cars. And yet, we maintain this policy of treating Dominicans who've lived abroad, but whose roots in Dominica are firm, as if they are second class, as if they are resident aliens. So hopefully we can revisit that policy, and hopefully we can act in the best interest of our community.
Dr. Andre made these comments while addressing his book launching at the Fortune Hotel last evening. The issue of the development of irrigation systems across Dominica have been under discussion for some time. Farmers have reported dry spells, which sometimes limits the amount of produce that can be harvested or destroy the crops entirely. Irrigation is the application of controlled amounts of water to plants at needed intervals. Irrigation helps grow agricultural crops, helps maintain landscapes, and helps revegetate disturbed soils in dry areas during periods of inadequate rainfall. Former Agriculture Minister Peter Cobbon has expressed disappointment in the discontinuation of the six irrigation designs, which were developed and funded by the United Workers' Party administration. The irrigation system was intended to serve the Marigot, Castle Bruce, Grand Bay, Calabashie, Salisbury, and Laplane areas to ensure that crops would provide full yields.
We also decided to invest in the irrigation systems because without a consistent supply of water, that plants cannot produce their maximum. You know, when you have a couple of days of sun, the plant really fighting for survival rather than produce. So in any serious agriculture, you must have irrigation systems. And we have six irrigation systems planned and funded from Cassibrus to Granby, Laplin, Calabashie, Salisbury. So these systems were Marigot, Mineral Area, were funded, designed and funded while we were in office. And we saw they come. Well, as you know, when you leave office, some things just happen on their own. So Cass Bruce was done, but it was never implemented. So they put down the irrigation system and just wasted.
The Ministry of Culture released the program of activities to mark Dominica's 39th Independence Anniversary celebrations on Wednesday at a launch held at the Government Information Service at Bath Estate. Minister for Culture Justina Charles is calling on Dominicans to set aside their differences and place the development of Dominica at the center of focus during Independence 2017, which is being celebrated under the theme Building a Brighter Future Together.
The word togetherness implies that it cannot be a concern or the business of a few. As small as your contribution may be, we can all do something to realize the Dominica that we are aspiring to build. It is again a further call for all hands to be on deck. The theme captures very well the goal of all our development projects. As we attempt to bring this theme to life, let us each ask ourselves, what can I do to attract people to our shores and can boost our economy? What can I do to improve the quality of service that I deliver in my field of work, or to make my department more effective and efficient? What can I do to maximize the use of resources at my disposal to improve my environment? How can I contribute to improve the lives of the vulnerable citizens among us? How can I contribute to the program of development in my country? Dominica is our country, the place we call and make our home. Keep in mind that our contribution will definitely impact our present and our future. Therefore, you are doing it not just for others, but for yourself and your future generation. Let us truly build a brighter future together.
Meantime, Chief Cultural Officer Raymond Lawrence said new ideas and activities will come on stream for Reunion Year 2018.
Yeah. But with regards to the program itself, I would like to believe that we are going to probably make some maybe more major changes and introductions for the reunion year, which is next year, for the 40 years. Not that the 39th is not important, but that 40, in the eyes of government and public, seems to be a sort of a landmark, special landmark occasion for Dominica, and that many new ideas and activities will be brought on stream during reunion year. So we're not saying that we haven't brought in a couple of new things for this year. We have. But as I said, the bigger, broader sort of celebration will be carded for next year. So So, but at the same time, I think that what we're offering this year is also a very interesting and exciting program, that there are lots of activities for the members of the public and visitors at large. And for the past many, many years, just from my own experience, thanks to everybody who has helped, you know, people seem to have really have enjoyed, you know, the offerings during independence, especially visitors from overseas. They seem to be very impressed with Dominica's independence celebration. So I think this year again should be another exciting celebration.
The celebrations will begin with National Days of Prayer and Thanksgiving on Saturday, 16th September and Sunday, 17th September, and will climax on 4th November, which is Community Day of Service. National Emblems Week and Shop Dominica, the two activities which were added to the calendar of events in 2016, will also be featured this year in the celebrations. Still on the local scene, medical doctor Justin Fadipe has advised All Saints University graduates that they will need to be highly competitive in their field. He was addressing the white coat ceremony of 45 students of All Saints University last weekend.
How do you win a fight? Because you're going to come across fight in your career. If you don't, either you're so stupid or you're just average. All brilliant people must meet fights, because it's, the brilliant mind is a challenging mind. Therefore, you have to prepare for it. What is important in the fight? Is it the size of the dog or the size of the fight? It is not the size of the dog that matters in the fight. It is the size of the fight in the dog. So the small dog can't destroy the big dog if the size of the fight is big enough in that dog. I want all of you, no matter how small, let the size of the fight in you grow to the correct size. And therefore, whether you are, wherever you are, you'll be as competitive as anything.
A board of trustee member of the All Saints University, Dr. Clayton Schillenford, has told the students that the graduation ceremony is held at a time when medical doctors are required to do more to respond to an increase in diseases.
You will be challenged, as I'm sure you already know, with many medical problems. We have cancers, we have non-communicable diseases, we have viruses causing problems, we have age-related complaints, we have obesity. All of these conditions, especially as populations begin to age, require a lot of trained doctors to help to keep the people healthy, to keep the nations healthy, and to some extent, to keep peace in the world. The university caters to a diverse group of students from around the world, including our own Dominican students, and provides a diverse campus life. The faculty itself is made up of persons of international repute, comprising highly qualified, experienced, and committed professors, including Dominicans in the teaching staff. All basic medical science professors possess an MD or a PhD, or in some instances, both degrees. And they take pride in providing quality education to their students and one-on-one attendance to students as well, especially those who may have some particular need.
And a contract valued at over $160,000 has been signed for the reconstruction of the Senhouse Bridge in Castlebruce. Wednesday, the government of Dominica signed a contract with Victor Roberts for works to be done on the bridge. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Public Works and Ports, Denise Edwards, signed on behalf of the government. MP for the Castlebruce constituency, Johnson Drago, addressed Wednesday signing. He said the reconstruction of the bridge was delayed due to the number of disaster mitigation interventions which had to be undertaken in the constituency.
The Senhouse Bridge at Castlebruce was built some 55 years ago in the Castlebruce community, the main artery leading to Senhouse, where at least 30% of the population of Castlebruce lives. Traditionally, whenever it rains heavily, the first bridge to cover is the Senhouse Bridge. So we have lived with the Senhouse Bridge being covered and damaged every time it rains for some 55 years.
the fact that the Casabros community or the Casabros constituency is rather prone to disaster, the decision for reconstructing the Senos Bridge had to be delayed, considering the number of interventions which had to be undertaken in the Kurup, San Sove, Pidisufuyo area. As a matter of fact, the villagers of Casabros have been debating and fighting for the Senos Bridge. But I made it clear to the community that they, because of the number of entry and exit within the Casabros community, the number of village roads that we have within the Casabros constituency, the Senos Bridge would not be constructed until we are satisfied that we have made the Gurup Sansovet Pidisufuyo area much safer.
Drygo says the project, which is expected to last for 4 months, will cause some inconvenience to residents.
I am happy today that a contract is about to be awarded to Mr. Victor Roberts to the tune of $167,243.93 for the Senos Bridge in Casabros. The duration of the project is expected to be about 4 months, and therefore there will be some inconvenience to the community. On Thursday next week, I will meet with the Casabros community to discuss with them the inconvenience that will be caused during the construction of this bridge. But for the community, I know the community is very happy this morning to know that finally the concerns that we had on the safety of our children having to cross this bridge, which can be covered at any time during heavy rains and which we have lived with for over 55 years, is rapidly becoming a thing of the past.
In other news this afternoon, the Jamaica Defense Force, JDF, has yet to publicly indicate what it has done internally in light of adverse findings against its officers and the Army's actions in the 2010 Tivoli operation, and there are growing calls for the force to address the nation on the matter. The latest call from retired JDF Lieutenant Commander George Overton comes as a senior cabinet minister has indicated that the government will not accept the controversial review by the Jamaica Constabulary Force, which cleared the cops of wrongdoing in the operation to capture then-gangster Christopher Dudas Koch. I believe it's necessary to declare that something has been done, and the relevant authorities have reviewed and said these are the changes that may be necessary in the operational procedures and manuals, the director of operations at the Guardsman Group told De Glina. And U.S. President Donald Trump found himself more isolated than at any point in his presidency on Thursday, cast aside by business allies, condemned by prominent Republicans, and the subject of a rare, if coded, rebuke from two living predecessors. The backlash over his failure on equivocally condemn racism and white supremacy in the aftermath of violent far-right protests in Charlottesville at the weekend culminated in the rancorous dissolution of two business advisory panels and an avalanche of condemnation from across the political spectrum. But members of Trump's administration, some of whom privately expressed exasperation over his self-inflicted crisis, remained loyal in public. Vice President Mike Pence, who unexpectedly cut short a visit to South America to return for his meetings at the Camp David presidential retreat, said he stood by Trump and his comments. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Potential tropical storm watch issued for Dominica. Jamaicans await JDF action on adverse findings in 2010 Tivoli operation to capture gangster Christopher Dudas Koch. And U.S. President Trump rebuked by business allies, prominent Republicans, and two living predecessors. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I am Kimberly Benjamin.